بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 22nd session, reading from the Sharh or explanation of العقيدة الواسطية by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and the explanation of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahumullah. May Allah have mercy upon both of them. Before we start with the topic for tonight, which is the first chapter of the second part of this book, let's quickly review some of the points that we discussed last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 21. First question being, summarize the two main topics of this chapter heading. The two main topics of this chapter heading. In summary, now, I don't see any hands. Now, what's your name, brother?
Saud.
Yes, Saud. Now.
Heaven, man, and the Lord's nearness. Heaven, man, and the Lord's nearness doesn't contradict His highness. And also, heaven, man, and the fact that the Quran, this is speech of the Lord, and it's descended from Allah.
Now, so the two main topics of this chapter, last week's chapter, is that a person having iman in Allah being near to the creatures does not contradict His highness and His being above the creation. That's the first topic. And the second topic is that the Quran is the speech of Allah. The Quran is the speech of Allah, that it descended from Him, to the end of the details that was mentioned. The second question, discuss the difference between the first point of this chapter heading and the previous chapter heading. What is the difference between the first point of this chapter heading and the previous chapter heading? Dawood.
The previous chapter talked about the obligation of this reality.
Okay, the obligation of this reality, of having...
Being above this creation and near at the same time.
About Allah being above His creation and near at the same time. There's a fine point here also that needs to be mentioned. Mahmoud?
The last chapter heading was talked about Allah's nearness to His creation, while the last chapter was about Allah being with His creation, while this chapter heading was Allah's nearness to His creation.
No, the previous chapter was talking about there's no contradiction between the ma'iyah of Allah, Allah being with His creation. There's no contradiction between that and Allah's highness. And this chapter is a fine point of difference, Allah's nearness, qurb. And so both of them are very close in their meaning, slight difference here that we wanted to make a note of. Question number 3, memorize an ayah, yani from Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah 186, ayah which combines the mention of Allah being qareeb, near, and mujib, and he responding to the one who calls upon Him. Now, Ahsan, mashallah. Okay, who can help us with translation? Translation of this ayah. Naam, Ahmed.
If the slave asks of me, I am close, I'm near. I answer the call of the one who calls.
So he must respond to me. And believe. That they may be guided. That they may be guided. Now, question number 4, mention the explanation of the mu'allif as to why Allah being near or with the creation does not contradict his being high or above. Why? Why is there no contradiction here? What did he say? In brief, Tayyib Sa'ud. Sa'ud, mashallah.
There's nothing like Him in any of His characteristics and qualities. There's no resemblance between the characteristics and qualities of Allah and that of the created beings. And what the human beings or created beings are subject to, Allah is not subject to.
Mashallah. And in summary, the point that he has made here is what? That there is no likeness. Laysa kamithli shay'in. There is no likeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any of His characteristics or qualities with that of the creation. There's no resemblance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his qualities and characteristics are not subject to that which any of the human beings are subject to. Question number 5. Part of having iman in Allah and his books, part of having iman in Allah and his books is belief that the Quran is, and the Shaykh mentioned 5 points. Part of having iman in Allah and his books is belief that the Quran is 5 points. Naam. That is the speech of Allah, number one. Munazzal. That it is descended, yani sent down, revealed from Allah. Now. غير مخلوق. And it's not created. Yani the Quran is not created. Fourth, somebody else help us, yes.
Minhu bada.
Okay, it began from him, yani the Quran came from Allah. He's the one who spoke. Naam. And it will return to him. And the last point he said? The last point, number 5. He said, حقيقةً. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the words of the Quran in reality. It's not allegorical. It's not metaphysical. It's yani Allah actually spoke the words. Allah Himself spoke the words. Naam. Question number 6. Mention the two angles or the two perspectives from which the iman in the Quran is required, as mentioned by the Mu'allif and clarified by the Sharia. Yani the two angles or two perspectives from which iman in the Quran is required. Naam, Adam.
The iman in the books, iman in the book.
Okay, iman in the books,
And that is the speech and the revelation of Allah.
And that is the speech and the revelation of Allah. Okay, so, yani in other words, the Quran, from one perspective, we have to have iman in the Quran that is from the revelations of Allah. So it's Allah's book. It's from the revelations of Allah. From another perspective, the Quran is the speech of Allah. So it's from His sifat. So that requires iman in Allah. Yani in that, the Quran is the speech of Allah from His sifat. And iman in the books, the revelations of Allah. Because the Quran is from the books of Allah. Naam. Question number 7. What do we say about the fact that the Quran is memorized in the hearts of human beings and written in the mushaf, printed copies, and heard by the ears of the human beings? What do we say about this? Naam.
It doesn't take away from the fact that it's the speech of Allah.
It doesn't take away from the fact that it's the speech of Allah, even though it's memorized in the hearts of human beings. But that which is memorized is the speech of Allah. And it's heard by the ears of the human beings, and those ears are created, but it doesn't negate the fact that what is heard, the thing that's heard, is the speech of Allah, and so on. Yani, what is written, though the paper and the pen and the ink are created, but what is written is the speech of Allah. The last question mentioned the groups who falsely claim the Quran is hikaya, a narrative or ta'biyah, expression of the speech of Allah. What are the two groups that the Shaykh mentioned that had these? I don't look over here, right, Amir? Today we're going to look over here, inshallah. The Ash'ari and the Kulabiyya. Naam. They had a similar idea, except that the Kulabiyya said that it is hikaya, a narration, and the Ash'ari or Ash'ariya said that it is ta'biyya, an expression. That it is an expression of the speech of Allah. The Quran is an expression of the speech of Allah. The speech of Allah being the meaning, yani that is with Allah's self, that is inseparable from His that. Okay, these are some of the points that we discussed last week. Tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to go to a new chapter. And this is the last week was the completion of the topics that deal with the main topic of this book, that is the Asma of Allah and His Sifat. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to be starting with some topics, any outside of that. And the topic that we're going to be doing tonight and the next three chapters or so are dealing with Al-Yawm Al-Akhir, the last day. And after that we'll deal with yani the iman in qadr and qadha, and then yani the companions of the Prophet and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, issues of iman and so on. In our book that we are reading from, this topic of the iman in Al-Yawm Al-Akhir is divided into three chapters. And this particular chapter has a number of points, that could be further divided into several chapters. So I want to have a clear overview of what is contained in this one chapter, because it contains a number of topics, so that it's clear as we're going through it. And tonight, inshallah, we'll go through the speech, through the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the author, and a little bit of the commentary from Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah. But just so that we have an overview of what this chapter contains, this chapter we're reading from in English from page 151, and we're going to try to read a few pages up until about 155, and then in Arabic we're reading from page 81, and we'll read a couple of pages, 81, 82, 83, and maybe the top of page 84. So we're starting on page 81 in Arabic and 151 in English. The title of this chapter is Wujub al-Iman bil-Yawm al-Akhir وَمَا فِيهِ مِنْ أَذَابٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Yani the obligation of having iman, faith, belief in the last day. The obligation of having iman in the last day. And this is from the... This belief in the last day is from what is its station in Islam? What is its status? What shows its importance? Yani this matter of belief in the last day. It's from the arkan of iman. It's from the arkan of iman. From the fundamentals of iman. From the six fundamentals of iman. It is one of them. Belief in the last day. The obligation of having iman or belief in the last day, and what it contains and what is in it, what is a part of it in terms of punishment and pleasure or bliss. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and what we're going to be reading tonight and this and what we're going to cover tonight covers two pages and a little bit more, two pages in Arabic, and several topics. This topic that we have, that is entitled here in our book, The Obligation of Iman in the Last Day and What It Contains of Punishment and Pleasure, in some of the other commentaries on Al-Aqidah Al-Wasatiyah is divided into three chapters. And what we have is divided into three chapters. So we have this as one chapter, showing you how comprehensive the amount that it covers. Other commentators have divided into three chapters. Three chapters. In fact, Sheikh Salih Fawzan has divided into four chapters. But the third and fourth chapter are one chapter in the commentary of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. I'm going to just look quickly at how they entitled this whole subject here into three or four chapters, so we can see what it contains, and as we go through it, it will be easier for us to follow what we're talking about here. So Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah, by the way, our commentary is 7 pages for this chapter. And Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, his commentary is 12 pages for this chapter. And Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, his commentary on this chapter is 85 pages. And this is the reason why we are looking at a brief commentary so that we can get an overview of the book. But whoever wants to go further, it's important to look at other commentaries to see more details concerning this topic. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he broke down this, what we're going to cover in this chapter, in this session and next week's session, bi-izn Allah ta'ala, into three chapters. The first chapter is Iman biru'yatil mu'minina rabbahum yawm al-qiyamah wa mawadi' al-ru'ya. And he having iman in seeing, in the believers seeing their Rabb on the day of resurrection. Having iman, that's the first topic that's going to be covered in this chapter that we're looking at tonight. Having iman that the believers will see their Rabb on the day of resurrection, on the day of standing, and the places of their seeing, yani where they will see him at. Similarly, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan entitled this his first chapter, similar, the obligation of having iman in the believers, seeing their Rabb on the day of resurrection and the places where the seeing will take place. Almost the same title. The second chapter from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen is Al-Iman bil-Yawm al-Akhir, and he having iman in the last day, and what he means by that in the subtitle, Iman bi-kulli ma akhbara bihi an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mimma yakunu ba'da al-maut. And he having iman in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about that will occur after death. So the second chapter is talking about what? It's talking about the things that are going to happen upon death, at the time of death. And Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, he also made the chapter heading, the second chapter in his commentary, similar. Yani that which is part of Iman in the last day, what will occur in the grave? Yani what will occur in the grave? What will occur after death? Meaning the questioning in the grave and the punishment or the pleasure. These two matters. What will occur in the grave or what happens after death? The third chapter or the third title from this whole topic that we are looking at tonight, Sheikh Al-Imam Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen entitled it, Faslu fil Qiyamah al-Kubra, yani a chapter dealing with the major resurrection. The major resurrection. And he divided it into 11 topics. Seven of those 12 topics are part of this chapter that we are looking at tonight. Seven of those topics from this last chapter. Yani, the chapter dealing with Al-Qiyamah Al-Kubra. And from amongst the topics that he listed there is the soul being returned to the bodies, and the people rising up from their graves, and the sun coming near, and the people, yani some people's sweat coming up to their mouth, and the scales being set up, and the deeds of the people being weighed, and the records of the deeds being distributed, and Allah taking account of all the created beings. These are the topics that are covered in this chapter that we're starting to look at tonight. All of these chapters, that's part of the third subject. And Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan also mentioned those same topics, except that he mentioned them. Yani he mentioned them in two parts. Yani the first two matters of the soul being returned to the body and the people rising up from the graves as one chapter, and then followed by the remaining matters. And we're going to look at those matters, six or seven. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen divided them into seven topics, and Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan and Imam Ibn Baz divided them into six matters. Two matters that are upon death, yani what will happen in the grave, and four after that, after the actual resurrection of the people rising from the grave. So this is the overview of what this chapter is dealing with. There are a lot of points that we're looking at here. We're going to look at the whole text of the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioning all of these things. And then we're going to look at the beginning of the sharh or explanation tonight and what remains in the next session bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So again, we're beginning on page 151 in the English translation and on page 81 in the Arabic. The title of the chapter, The Obligation of Having Iman in the Last Day and What It Contains of Punishment and Pleasure or Bliss. The author, Al-Mu'allif, rahimahullah, he says, وَقَدْ دَخَلَ أَيْضًا فِيمَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ. Yani that part of, yani a part of what we have mentioned previously of having iman in Allah. In the translation, they left out Allah. They said iman in the books and the angels and the messengers. It should say having iman in Allah, in Him, and in His books, and in His angels, and in His messengers. Okay, قَدْ دَخَلَ أَيْضًا فِي مَا ذَكَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِهِ وَبِكُتُبِهِ وَبِمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَبِرُسُلِهِ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِيَانًا بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ. So part of what we have mentioned concerning having iman in Allah and in His revelations and in His angels and His messengers is having iman, part of that is having iman that the believers will see Him on the day of resurrection, the day of standing, with their actual eyes, with their eyesight. They will see Him with their eyes. And then he said, كَمَا يَرَوْنَ الشَّمْسَ صَحْوًا لَيْسَ بِهَا سَحَابٌ. Just as, yani, the sighting, the seeing of Allah will be with one's eyes in the same way that you see the sun on a clear day when there are no clouds. Yani the comparison here is between the way you will see Allah, yani seeing Him actually with your eyes, and the way you will see, the way that you do see the sun on a clear day in which there are no clouds. وَكَمَا يَرَوْنَ الْقَمْرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَا يُضَامُونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ. And in the same way that you see the moon, when the moon is full in the middle of the month, yani without any difficulty in seeing it. يَرَوْنَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَهُمْ فِي أَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ. They will see him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they are in the place of standing, the place of where the accounts will be taken, the place of hisab. Yani a vast place, a vast land in which there are no buildings. They will see him فِي أَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ, in the place of standing, where the people will be resurrected. ثُمَّ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعْدَ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then they will see him after entry into the paradise. Two places where the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first at the place of standing when the people are resurrected, and secondly after the entry into paradise. And here I just want to note that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, believing that the believers, yani al-iman bi anna al-mu'minina yarawnahu yawm al-qiyamah, he's talking about the believers seeing Allah in these two places. And there's some difference of opinion about the matter, but just note that the text of his statement is the believers seeing Allah. Because some of the scholars said that the believers and the hypocrites and the disbelievers will see Allah at the place of standing. And some of them said the believers and the hypocrites will see Allah. And it appears as though Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is saying the believers will see Allah, and that's the opinion of Shaykh ibn Baz, as he mentions in his commentary. That it's the believers alone who will see Allah. There's a difference of opinion about the matter. I'm just bringing it to our attention that Shaykh al-Islam, text of his statement, the believers, believing that the believers will see Allah yawm al-qiyamah with their actual eyes, the way that you see the sun on a clear day with no clouds, and the way that you see the moon when it is full, without having any difficulty in seeing, they will see him, yani at the place of standing. And they will see him again upon entry into the Jannah, kama yasha'ullah ta'ala. They will see him upon entry into Jannah, as Allah wills, Allah the Most High, in the way that He wills. And the scholars have explained it a little bit differently, but the core meaning of it, seeing Allah as He wills that the believers see Him, means that they will see Him in a manner, in a time, in a place that Allah wills. How will be the sight, the kayfiyah, only Allah knows. But it will be as Allah wills, when He wills, in the way that He wills, in the time that He wills. So this is the first part, yani, that some of the scholars have made one chapter, that the believers will see Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah, and they will see Him when they enter into paradise. The second statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is another chapter in some of the other commentaries. وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ الْإِيمَانِ بِكُلِّ مَا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِمَّا يَكُونُ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Yani having iman in the last day, part of it is having iman in everything that the Prophet ﷺ has informed us about, from that which will occur after death. Everything that happens after death that we have been informed of by the Prophet ﷺ is part of iman in Yawm al-Akhir. So when does it start? When a person dies. Whatever happens at the time of death and after that is part of having iman in the last day. And by the way, some of the scholars said the reason why it's called al-Yawm al-Akhir is because it is the last day. Yani there will be no day after this. Yani we'll be in the next life. We'll be in the next life. It's the end of yani this world. The end of this world will be al-yawm al-akhir. He said, believing in everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us of what will occur after death is part of iman in the last day. فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِفِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ وَبِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ وَنَعِيمِهِ. So the Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah believe in the fitna, the trials of the grave, and the punishment of the grave, and the pleasure or bliss in the grave. And this is the second chapter. This is the second chapter that the other commentaries separated in the explanations of what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says here. And this is a very important point here, as some of the scholars said, that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in this wording here has given us a comprehensive principle for what is included in the last day. Everything that happens after death. Yani what is included in believing in the last day? Everything that happens after death. Particularly here, what happens in the grave. And there are two things that happen in the grave, the question in the grave, and the punishment, and the pleasure. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, فَأَمَّا الْفِتْنَةِ فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي قُبُورِهِمْ. As far as what is intended by the fitna, it is that the people will be tried in their graves. فَيُقَالُ لِلْرَجُلِ, it will be said to a person, who is your Rabb? what is your deen and who is your prophet. Yani the fitna of the qabr is the questioning. The angels, Munkar and Nakir, questioning the dead person with these three questions. Who is your Rabb? What is your deen and who is your prophet? That is the fitna. Yani the fitna, it means imtihan, ikhtibar, a test. People will be tested. It's a fitna, why? Because people will not be able to answer, even if they knew the answers in this world, if they didn't live by it, if they were not firm upon it in this world. The fitna is that the people will be tested in the graves. A man will be asked, who is your Rabb? What is your deen? Who is your prophet? Then Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions the ayah from Surah Ibrahim, 14th Surah, 27th ayah, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Allah will make firm those who believe. Allah will make them firm at the time of questioning. In some of the hadith, in Bukhari and in Muslim, and Muslim is more specific, that the Prophet ﷺ explained that this ayah is in reference to the questioning in the grave. This ayah is in reference to the questioning in the grave. Clearly, the Prophet ﷺ stated this. That Allah will make firm those who believe with a firm word. That is the word of La ilaha illallah, Tawheed. Allah will make the people who believe firm. Fil hayati dunya, in the life of this world, they will be firm upon it, Tawheed. No matter what they are tested or tried with, no matter what they are persecuted with, or tortured or punished with, they will remain firm upon Tawheed in this world, wa fil akhirah. And akhirah means at the time of the questioning in the grave. Then he said, فَيَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنُ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ وَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينِي وَمُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ نَبِيِّ. The believer, yani Allah will make the believer firm at the time of this questioning, in the dunya and here in the akhirah. And the believer will say, my Rabb is Allah, and Islam is my deen, and Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ is my prophet. وَأَمَّا الْمُرْتَابُ, as far as the person who was in doubt, فَيُقُولُ هَا هَا, يعني آه آه, يعني he will be stuck, he won't be able to answer. لَا أَدْرِي سَمَعْتُ النَّاسِ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُهُ. He said, I don't know, يعني I can't answer this question, I don't know, I heard the people saying something and I said it, I just said what they said. Here's a person who said it but didn't believe it, and they won't be able to answer. فَيُدْرَبُ بِمِرْزَبَّةٍ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. So he will be hit with a iron rod. And some of the scholars said it means a hammer, a large hammer. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said, a hammer such that some of the scholars of the past said, if all the people in Mina gathered together, they couldn't lift this iron hammer that a person will be hit with. فَيَصِيحُ صَيْحَةً يَسْمَعُهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ. So he will scream, a scream that will be heard by everything in existence except the human being. وَلَوْ سَمْيَهَا الْإِنسَانِ لَسُعِقَ. And if the human being actually were to hear it, it would cause him to faint or to die. Yani some of the scholars said the meaning of سُعِقَ means he would faint, or it means he would die, or she would die, the human being would die from it. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ هَذِهِ الْفِتْنَةِ إِمَّا نَعِيمٌ وَإِمَّا عَذَابٌ. Then after this fitna, the questioning in the grave, there will either be, a person will be in na'im, in bliss or in pleasure, or they will be in azab, in punishment. إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَقُومَ الْقِيَامَةُ الْقُبْرَى. Until the establishment of the major, yani standing, the major resurrection, when all people will be resurrected from the dead. Here, إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَقُومَ الْقِيَامَ الْكُبْرَى is a third chapter. Yani in the other commentaries, a third chapter, talking about the resurrection, when people, the souls will return to the bodies, and the people will rise up from the graves. And he says specifically, فَتُعَادُ الْأَرْوَاحُ إِلَىٰ الْأَجْسَادِ, that the souls will be returned to the bodies. وَتَقُومُ الْقِيَامَ الَّتِي أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا في كتابه وعلى لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأجمع عليه المسلمون. And then the resurrection, the standing, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed about in his book, the Quran, and upon the tongue of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and which is agreed upon unanimously by the Muslims. Yani the major resurrection, the major rising, yani from the dead, when all people will rise from the dead. Two things he mentioned here, the souls being returned to the bodies, and the people rising up from the graves, coming out of the graves. And these are the two things that are part of the belief in the last day that are mentioned in a separate chapter in some of the books. Yani these two matters. What happens immediately after death? What takes place in the grave? Yani after the punishment, after the questioning and the punishment or bliss for some time, then what will happen after that? Then the souls will be returned to bodies and the dead will rise from the graves. This is the beginning of the Al-Qiyam Al-Kubra, the major resurrection. فَيَقُومُ النَّاسِ مِنْ كُبُورِهِمْ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ هُفَاتًا أُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. So the people will rise up from their graves before the رب العالمين. Barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. So these two matters are the first things that are part of Al-Qiyam Al-Kubra. The souls will return to the bodies, and the dead would rise up from their graves. Then four more matters are mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, which are after the resurrection, after the people have been risen from the graves. Then what will take place? He says, فَتَدْنُوا مِنْهُمْ الشَّمْسُ وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ الْعَرَقُ. So the sun will be brought near, like 1 or 2 miles away, so close to the earth, and severe intense heat from the sun being brought near. And the sweat of some people will come up to their mouths, like the rains, yani, or around the mouth of a horse. The scholars said that some people, the sweat from the heat, the intensity of the heat, the sweat from them sweating from the heat will come up to their mouths. But not all. Some people, the sweat will come up to their waist, and some people to their knees, and some people to their ankles. And some people will be exempted from it. And some people, Allah may exempt from it. Then he said, and by the way, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentions this as two separate matters. The sun being brought near as one matter, and the sweat for some people coming up to their mouths as two separate matters. And in our commentary, they are mentioned together. And Shaykh Salih Fawzan mentions them together as one matter. Then he says, وَتُنْسَبُ الْمَوَازِينَ فَتُوزَنُوا بِهَا أَعْمَالُ الْإِبَادِ. Then the scales for weighing the deeds of the people would be established, would be set up. And the deeds of the worshippers, of the people, would be weighed. The scales would be set up, and the deeds of the people would be weighed. Naam. And this would be the fourth matter of the six matters, if we count the last two as one, yani the sun being near and the sweat rising up to the mouth of some people. Then he mentions the ayah from Surah Al-Mu'minun, 102nd and 103rd ayah, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So whoever, their scales are heavy, meaning their good deeds outweigh their evil deeds, then these people will be successful. They will be saved from the any hellfire. They will be admitted into paradise. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And those who their scales are light, meaning their good deeds are little and their evil deeds outweigh them, then these are the people who have lost themselves, who have ruined their own souls, who will be in the hellfire, khalidun, yani remaining in it eternally. And of course the people who remain in the hellfire eternally are the disbelievers, not the believers who might be punished in the hell for some time and then removed from it. The fifth matter, وَيُنْشَرُوا الدَّوَاوِينَ. And then the records of the deeds of the people will be distributed. وَهُمْ صَحَاحِفْ صَحَاحِفْ الْأَعْمَالِ. These are the records of the deeds of the people. They will be distributed. Records will be given to the people. فَآخِذُونَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. So there will be some who will take their books in their right hand, the believers. وَآخِذٌ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And some people will take their books in their left hand or مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِهِ, or from behind their backs. Shaykh Uthaymeen said that these are both the same. The disbelievers, their right hand will be chained to their neck and their left hand will be behind their back, and they will take their book with their left hand from behind their back. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in Surah Al-Isra, Ayahs 13 and 14. وَقُلَّ إِنسَانًا أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ. That every human being we will cause to be stuck to his neck. His ta'ira, yani his deeds. His deeds will be attached to his neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And we will bring forth, collect, yani the his deeds and a record on the day of resurrection. It will be collected in a book, and he will meet them, or he will meet it, yani manshura, yani open, maftuha, yani the book will be open. Some of the scholars said, yani the book of the believers will be open so that it will hasten the good news. Yani it will be open, it will come to them open so they can read it, and others can read it and see that they have good deeds. And the opposite for the people who have bad deeds. It will also be open as bad news for them, hastening their bad news. And the sixth matter, the last matter of these matters that are mentioned in this chapter, and the remaining matters of Yawmul Akhir, yani they will come in the following two chapters. وَيُحَاسِبُ اللَّهُ الْخَلَائِقَ وَيَخْلُو بِعَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ كَمَا وَصَفَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account, yani the hisab, he will take account of the creatures, the created beings, the people. And he will, yani yakhlu bi'abdihi al-mu'min, yani he will take the believer in private. Yani he will cover him from the rest of the people, so he will, yani address him privately, and he will cause him, he will make him to confess to his sins. And he will say, you have done such and such, and such and such. And he will admit it. And you have done such and such, and such and such. And he will admit to all of his deeds. And as it has been described in the book and in the sunnah. And the believer will be, and he covered, when he confessed to his sins, and the disbeliever will be exposed to all of the creation, everyone who is standing there. وَأَمَّا الْكُفَّارِ. Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah says, وَأَمَّا الْكُفَّارِ, yani as far as the accounting, as far as the disbelievers, فَلَا يُحَاسَبُونَ مُحَاسَبَةَ مَنْ تُوزَنُوا حَسَنَاتُهُ وَسَيِّئَاتُهُ. Yani the disbeliever, his accounting will not be the accounting of one who his good deeds and evil deeds are being weighed. And he will not, the accounting for him will be different. It will not be the accounting of the one whose good and evil deeds are going to be weighed. That will not be the accounting for the disbeliever. فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَسَنَاتِ لَا حَسَنَاتِ لَهُمْ. Because they have no good deeds. Yani their kufr has destroyed their deeds. Their kufr has destroyed their deeds. So they have no good deeds to be weighed. وَلَكِنْ تُعَدُّ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فَتُحْصَى. Rather, their deeds will be counted and they will be enumerated completely. فَيُوقَفُونَ عَلَيْهَا وَيُجْزَوْنَ بِهَا. So they will be brought before their deeds and they will be yani rewarded for them. If you can use the word reward. Yani punished. And this is the end of what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentions in this chapter, that as I mentioned in the beginning, is divided into at least three chapters in some of the other commentaries. All of this is divided into at least three chapters. The first chapter dealing with the believers seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the second chapter dealing with yani what will happen after death, yani the questioning in the grave and the punishment and the pleasure. And the third chapter dealing with yani after yani the beginning of the Qiyam al-Kubra, yani the souls being returned to the bodies and the people rising from the graves. And then, yani, the things that will happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Six things that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned here. Imam Muhammad ibn Salih ibn Taymiyyah mentioned them as seven things. And he divided two things, yani the sun being brought near, and the sweat of a person coming up to their mouth as two matters, and he explains them separately. In the time that remains, we're going to look at a little bit of the commentary of Al-Imam Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Before looking at the commentary, I just want to make a note that in reading what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentions here, all of it, but especially the hisab, the accounting, that is a reality. If a person knows this and reflects upon it, and reads what Allah has said, yani in the Quran about it, and what the Prophet ﷺ have informed us of in the authentic hadith, yani that reality, if it is in the forefront of a person's mind, and it dwells in their heart, is what will motivate a person to be better than they are. Yani this is what will help a person to correct their self, to reform their self, to yani act in a way that will enable them to meet Allah. And every person, no matter how good they are, yani this is going to be a frightening day. But the more a person prepares for it, by trying to be better, by trying to do better, by reminding oneself that there's going to be accountability, that we will stand before Allah, guaranteed. Not like in this world, when you're a child, you think you can escape from your parents, and you can do things, and they won't catch you. And when you're an adult, you think you can escape from your boss, or from the police, or from whoever that may have authority over you. There will be no escape. Everything is going to be recorded, and we will acknowledge it. And only if a person, yani, by the favor of Allah, and he has tried with sincerity, with ikhlas and sidq, yani, to do that which is pleasing to Allah, will be safe. And otherwise, it's something that a person should be afraid of. Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he says, هَذَا الْفَصْلُ في رؤية المؤمنين لربهم. Yani this topic or this subject or this chapter is dealing with the believers seeing their Rabb. Yani the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تقدم أن المؤمنين بالجملة يؤمنون بكل ما أخبر الله به ورسوله. So we have mentioned previously that the believers, overall, generally, in summary, yani believe in all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about. Min amri al-jannah wal-nar. From the affair of the paradise and the hellfire. The believers believe in all of what Allah has informed us about in the Quran. And all of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have informed us about through authentic narrations. And what is in the Quran is easy for a person to no, because a person can read the Quran from the beginning to the end. It's not that difficult. And of course, there's no doubt that reading it in Arabic, reading the speech of Allah in Arabic, is not like reading somebody's translation. There's no comparison. And a person who doesn't know Arabic should feel a desire to read the speech of Allah, the actual speech of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can read the Quran and know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about these things. As far as reading the authentic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are collected in innumerable books, thousands and thousands of narrations that not everybody will easily be able to come across. Yani not everybody will be able to read the Sahih of al-Bukhari, even though it's collected in volumes of books. Not everybody will have the stamina and the patience and the desire to actually sit down and read the book from beginning to end. Not to mention understanding its meanings by reading the sharh. So the sunnah, what came to us in the sunnah, may not be that accessible to everyone. It's there for whoever wants it. But how many of us will read the whole of Sahih al-Bukhari, or the whole of Sahih Muslim, or the sunnah of Abu Dawud, or Tirmidhi, or Nasai, or Ibn Majah, or the Muwatta of Imam Malik, or the Musnad of Imam Ahmed? And who's going to read those books? Even though there have been people, and there are people who memorize them from beginning to end. Where does that leave us then? And if people have memorized Bukhari, who are we then not to at least read it? And what is our problem? The Shaykh, he's saying here that the believers in general, overall, in summary, believe in everything that Allah has informed us about in the Quran, and that's easy for us to do, and as well as what his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about, which might not be that easy to know all of it. Min amr al jannah wal nar, concerning the affair of the paradise and the hellfire. Scholars have written books about the paradise and the hellfire, so it's possible for a person to read a book about the paradise and the hellfire, or read some books about that. That's possible, especially if it's from the scholars of Sunnah who are narrating the authentic narrations. And from the affairs of the malaika, yani the angels, and the suhuf, yani the scriptures, wal mizan, wal hisab, wal jazaa, wa ghayri hadha min shu'un al akhirah. And also the affairs of the scales that will weigh the deeds of the people, and the accounting that Allah would take of the people, and the rewarding, yani of good with good, and otherwise for evil. And other than that, from the affairs of the next life. كل هذا يؤمن به أهل السنة والجماعة على سبيل العموم. And all of this, the people of Sunnah, the أهل السنة والجماعة, believe in all of this. يعني in a general sense, not necessarily the details. We may not even know the details, but in the general sense, the أهل السنة والجماعة believe in all of this. What Allah has informed us about in the Quran, and what His Prophet, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us about in the authentic narrations. ومن ذلك الإيمان بأن المؤمنين يرون ربهم يوم القيامة. And from that, from the generality of what the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe in, from what Allah has informed us about and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about, from that is the matter of the believers seeing their Rabb on يوم القيامة. هذا من أخبار يوم القيامة. أن المؤمنين يرون ربهم يوم القيامة أياما بأبصارهم. This is yani from the information that has been given to us, that we have been informed about concerning the day of standing, the day of resurrection. Yani that the believers will see their Rabb on the day of resurrection, on the day of standing. أياما بأبصارهم, yani with their actual eyes. And then Al-Imam Ibn Baz رحمه الله, he mentions yani that the word ayanan is with kasra. Ayanan, it's the master of the infinitive from the verb ayana yu'ayinu. Ayanan wa mu'ayanatan. Yani that it means, yani it's the master of the infinitive form from the verb ayana, to actually see something, to look at it and see it. And he gives the past tense and the present tense form, and then the master form. Ayanan, and the second master of this verb, yani فَعَلَى يُفَعِلُ, it has two masters. The first one is أَيَّانًا, that's mentioned here, and the second one is مُعَيَّنًا, actually seeing something with your eyes. And he said that, yani linguistically, this master أَيَّانًا is like from the verb قَاتَلَ يُقَاتِلُ قِتَالًا مُقَاتَلَةً. Yani أَيَّانًا is like قِتَالًا, yani fighting, قَاتَلَ, to fight. And then he said it's also like حاسب حسابا, حاسب يحاسب حسابا ومحاسبة, yani taking account of something. And the point here is what? And then he mentioned جادلا جدالا مجادلا. The point is that the master here is with كسرة, إيانا, like قتالا, like حسابا, like جدالا. He's bringing the linguistic point. فهم يرون ربهم. But what is the point here though? The point is that the believers will actually see Allah. Will actually see Allah with their eyes. فَهُمْ يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ أَيَّانًا, يَعْنِي بِالْأَبْصَارِ. They will see Allah with their eyes. رُؤْيَة وَاضِحَة لَيْسَ فِيهَا شَكْ وَلَا شُبْهَة. يعني a seeing that will be clear. There will be no doubt about it. يعني or any يعني dubiousness. يعني it will be clear, it will be crystal clear. There won't be any yani thing left desired, yani it will be clear. And then he quotes from the hadith that was mentioned earlier, yani how that sight would be. The sight itself would be kama tarawna al-qamar laylat al-badr, that will be like the way you see the moon on the night of Badr, when the moon is full in the middle of the month. La tudamuna fi ru'yatihi, you find no difficulty in this ru'ya, in this seeing. وَكَمَا يَرَوْنَ الشَّمْسِ صَحْوًا لَيْسَ دُونَهَا سَحَابٌ. And just like you see the sun on a clear day when there are no clouds in the sky to block its view. And then he closes by saying, كَمَا أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِهَذَا عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And this is as the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ has informed us. And this is how he has informed us about it, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Then he says, أَمَّا الْكُفَّارُ, as far as the disbelievers, فَلَا يَرَوْنَ ذَلِكَ, يعني as far as the disbelievers, then they will not see that. And here Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah is stating clearly that his view concerning this issue, about which we mentioned earlier, there's some difference of opinion. يعني on the day of standing, يوم القيامة, as what we are talking about here, يعني إيمان بأن المؤمنين يرون ربهم يوم القيامة. And in this matter of seeing our Rabb on the day of standing, he says, أَمَّا الْكُفَّارُ فَلَا يَرَوْنَ ذَٰلِكَ. They will not have this. They will not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned before, as Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, it is said, yani there is an opinion concerning this matter, that the believers and the munafiq and the kuffar would all see Allah in the place of standing. And he said, وَقِيلَ, another view is that the believers and the munafiq, and to the exclusion of the disbelievers, would see Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the third view, he said, وَقِيلَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ خَاسَ, that this would be, yani this experience of seeing Allah on the Day of Standing would be exclusively, especially for the believers. And that appears to be the clear view of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz. And it seems as though from the text of this, yani of what we read from the text from Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah, that he's talking about the believers. And then there's difference of opinion about the matter. And in any case, the scholars who had different views have some support and evidence for their view that they had. I'm just saying that it appears as though Shaykh Ibn Baz is clearly stating that the disbelievers will not see Allah, and that this is something exclusive for the believers. And this is something exclusive for the believers. Now, then he says, يُحْجَبُونَ, yani the disbelievers, they will be screened. They will be hijab, so that they will not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, 83rd Surah, 15th Ayah, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. And this is as Allah the Most High says, indeed they, on that day, meaning the disbelievers, the deniers, on that day they will be لَمُحْجَبُونَ, yani that they will be screened on that day from seeing their Rabb, yani يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, the Shaykh says. The meaning of that day, يَوْمَ إِذٍ, yani يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَرَوْنَهُ رُؤْيَتَانِ. And again Shaykh Ibn Baz is saying the believers will see him twice, رُؤْيَتَانِ, two occasions of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رُؤْيَةُ فِي الْمَوْقِفِ, رُؤْيَةُ خَاسَةً بِهِمْ دُونَ أَهْلِ الْمَوْقِفِ. Shaykh Ibn Baz is crystal clear here. His view concerning this matter is that the believers will see Allah on two occasions, or in two places. The رُؤْيَة that will take place in the place of the mawqif, yani the place of qiyamah, the place of standing. And this, he said, is a رُؤْيَة خَاسَ بِهِمْ. It is particularly, specifically for the believers, دون أهل الموقف, to the exclusion of the rest of the people that will be standing, meaning to the exclusion of the disbelievers and the hypocrites. That's his view. رؤية خاصة بهم دون أهل الموقف. ثم يرونه كما يشاء سبحانه وتعالى في الجنة في الأوقات التي يكشف لهم فيها الحجاب عن وجهه الكريم. He said, then the second occasion, he said, or the second time, or the second place, then they will see him as he subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Yani whenever he wills, wherever he wills, however he wills. In Jannah. And in the first place is the place of standing, second place is in Jannah. فِي الْأَوْقَاتَ الَّتِي يَكْشِفُوا لَهُمْ فِيهَا الْحِجَابِ عَنْ وَجْهِ الْكَرِيمِ. And that will be in the times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil himself. Yani he will unveil his noble face. He will remove the hijab of light. That is the hijab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will remove it, and the people will see him in Jannah. فَلَهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَوْقَاتٌ مُؤَيَّنَةٌ يَرَوْنَهُ فِيهَا عَلَى حَسَبْ مَنَازِلِهِمْ فِي أَوْقَاتٍ مُتَقَرِّرَةٌ. So the believers, they will see him in Jannah at particular times. They will see him in the Jannah in accordance with their stations, yani their levels, in times that will be repeated. And in some of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes in some detail, yani, for example, the Suq of Jannah, the marketplace in which every week the people would be invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to visit him. And they will see him. And he will unveil the veil, and the people will see him. And this is from the greatest of the rewards that a person would receive in Jannah. Is it time for the adhan? So we're going to stop here, but I'm just going to say, Yani, that we're going to stop here at this particular point. And the next week's session, bi'izni Allah ta'ala, we're going to finish the commentary of Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah. Perhaps, if Allah allows, with some points from some of the other commentaries, if Allah allows, and some points that may also be of benefit. We're going to start from where on the top of page 84, وَمِنْ أُصُولَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ الْإِيمَانِ بِكُلِّ مَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِهِ مِنْ أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ وَالْحِسَابِ وَالْجَزَاءِ كُلُّ هَذَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ خِلَافًا لِأَهْلِ الْبِدْعَةِ. Yani, that from the fundamentals, the foundations of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is having iman in everything that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about, from the affair of the hereafter, that is the paradise and the hellfire and the accounting and the rewarding. All of this is believed in by the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, contrary to the Ahl Bidah. Contrary to the Ahl Bidah. This is what we're going to start next week, bi'idhni Allah ta'ala. We're going to stop here with this. I again encourage that, alhamdulillah, some brothers have mentioned that they did go back and look at some of the other commentaries. I encourage you to look at the other commentaries, whoever is able to. And if anybody actually needs, any of the PDF files are available in Arabic and in English for these books, which are commonly available. The explanation of Sheikh Salih Fawzan and the explanation of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. They are available, and if anybody needs it, please just send us a request and we'll send it out. If somebody reminds me, I can just send it out to the class, everybody who's on the mailing list. That will be easier. Naam, inshallah. So we're going to stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat, firmness upon as-sirat al-mustaqim. And that we remain firm until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick. And may He fill, yani, may He shower His mercy upon those who have passed away and fill their graves with light and make them spacious. And admit them into the paradise and save them from the hellfire. And may he grant safety and security and comfort and rescue the Muslims, the believers, wherever they may be, in Palestine and elsewhere, in Sudan and Yemen and in Syria and in Burma and China and India and wherever the Muslims are being persecuted and tortured. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them relief. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for those who believe. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen.